People of Britannia, Superdefeffel here, the leader you deserve for the choices you have made. And what a week! I appear, I disappear, I reappear. Where do I go? What do? I am like a nuclear super submarine, underwater for months on end, then resurfacing in the Firth of Forth or somewhere. And before you can say boo, I've gone again. I am nowhere, but I could be anywhere. Anywhere but changing Junior's nappies, I tell you. When you've sired as many sprogs as I have, that novelty soon wears off. And, after my time in ICU, I'm not firing on all engines, so have to ration my political spaff and spray where it's most effective. Which brings me to the storm in a teacup fuss about testing, tracking, tracing. I want to reassure you that we have a growing confidence that all will be hunky-dory by June 1st. Picture an atom bomb going off, a mushroom cloud gathering energy with every second, and you have an image of how our confidence is growing. Without all the damage and ensuing death, of course. So, we will have a world-beating test, track and trace, a triple T, as opposed to a double G and T, by June 1st. And if we don't, Hancock can expect a world-class beating from me. And then I'll get one from Dum Dum Cum Cum, which actually sounds quite fun. Now, as you know, we've been trying this on the Isle of Wight people. I don't mean Wight people as in white. I mean, as far as I know, there isn't an island of Wight people that we own, is there? No, good, no, good. The good multicultural people of the Isle of Wight are massively enjoying their guinea pig status. And Serco, the company we contracted to roll this out, what a coup for them, they've been very generous with the data of their heroic trackers and tracers, sharing names and contact details around so freely. Such community sharing of private information just makes us more in this together. Now, I've heard some moaning minis, mainly EU types, bleating on about the dangers of a second wave. And of course, we must be vigilant on all fronts. Now, yes, we must, sadly, and our hearts have already gone out in advance of this. You don't know who you are yet, but our hearts are on their way to you. We must accept that there will be a second wave. But we've already had a peak, something we've had to climb, to essay, to wrestle with, and we're over that peak. A wave just washes over you, then it's gone. Voila! So, fear not the wave, my friends, it waves for thee, and don't forget, we rule the waves. And we have our eyes on the great sun-filled future this country has. Remember how independent we are of everyone and everything that has ever been, and will be massively more so as we make our incredible comeback. Yes, it will be sunny in June, July, and August because, and I'm following the science on this, because they are the summer months. And we will take what September onwards offers us on the chin, as I know we all will, because we eat grit, guts, and fortitude for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And because that's all we'll be able to afford come the autumn. But, as I announced 8 weeks ago, we are putting our arms around the people of this country, and we continue to have our arms around you. I am a hugger, not a mugger, and I am holding you ever tighter. Unless you are some sort of low-skilled migrant, in which case you might just slip out of the embrace. But on the other hand, we might let you stay. So, let us all come together in a sort of national, intimate, but socially distant, exquisite hug. And now I will dive back into the accountability-free zone I love best, resurfacing where and when Dom Dom Cum Cum tells me. Until then, I remain your servant and your leader, but really your leader. Superdefeffel, signing off.